You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. There's no end date for when it'll be safe to gather in crowds again, so people around the world continue to stretch the possibilities of a Zoom call. Funerals, weddings, church services, and for one Berkeley woman, the shelter-in-place order meant rethinking two very different occasions. KALW's Holly J. McDeed has this story of grief and celebration in the time of coronavirus.
You may or may not have heard, but on a recent Saturday morning, a boy in Berkeley named Evan set foot into adulthood, and he marked the occasion with a bar mitzvah celebration. A bar mitzvah is a rite of passage for Jewish youth at age 13. And because of the coronavirus, this all happened online on Zoom. Evan's two moms had carefully placed two screens on the dining room table in their Berkeley bungalow.
This time of separation is revealing the depth of our connections. Yes,
Sue Swaggart and her wife, Nicole Bloom, had planned for this rite of passage to take place in a synagogue. But the coronavirus has turned traditions inside out for everyone. And Sue had to find new ways of marking not one, but two very different rituals. During this celebration, Sue and her family were still grieving. Back in February, Sue's dad, Russ, had trouble breathing. She took him to the hospital and learned he was losing blood. He had a heart attack, unrelated to the coronavirus. But Sue says he was stubborn.
I had a social worker call me and say that, you know, the reason he wanted to get out was he wanted to get home to take care of his wife and his little dog. She said that he was completely out of his mind. That's my term, not hers.
It was clear he was really sick.
But I brought him home. My mom and dad sat on the bench outside of the house where he almost collapsed there, and they just held each other and cried together. I would have to say that that was really the primary thing in his life, was his relationship with my mom.
Soon after that, Sue took him to hospice, where he passed away. He was 88. Sue says he was not a religious man, but he had his own set of rituals. He loved the ocean. In fact, he met her mom roughly 7 decades ago while body surfing. He taught his grandson, Evan, how to fish, and
he would go to Half Moon Bay every week and throw stones into the ocean for people who were ailing or who he was just remembering.
Russ wanted his ashes spread out at sea at Half Moon Bay while friends gathered and remembered him. But then the Bay Area went into a near lockdown. That means granting that wish and grieving with people gathered together by sea is on hold.
Nobody, you know, wants to gather anyway right now. So it's deferred until probably summer or whenever it is that we can actually do it.
Sue also didn't have a lot of time to mourn this loss. Her son's bar mitzvah celebration was just weeks away, and that rite of passage meant a lot to him. Evan had gone to religious school for years and spent countless hours learning Hebrew and learning to read the Torah, the first 5 books of the Hebrew Bible.
He wasn't gonna give up this date.
So the family decided to take the bar mitzvah ceremony online. Finally, on a Saturday morning, Sue and her family trekked towards a computer screen carefully set up on their dining room table. 300 friends and family members gathered and gazed at their computer screens too, from all over the United States. Then the Zoom call and the singing began.
Shira, Shir Hallelujah, Shir Hallelujah.
Evan was all dressed up in navy and sky blue, his bangs parted carefully to the side, kippah on his head. He seemed calm.
I'm so glad all of you could join me today, even while you're in your own homes.
He encouraged everyone to dance and sing when so moved. As the virtual bar mitzvah ceremony continued, people in the chat room posted pictures of themselves with challah bread and juice and wine. During a traditional bar mitzvah, Evan would have been lifted from a chair into the air and people would throw candy in celebration. Instead, Sue says,
people put his picture on a chair and lifted it up and sent us messages with the picture and said that they were throwing candy at the screen.
There were some technical challenges and calls to the one-person IT department.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Click that.
Then.
Fixed.
Hallelujah. This is worthy of a hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sue was worried the spiritual event would feel too technical, but she says it felt warm, grounded. People even used the chat room to share what they were grateful for.
Mom turned 83 and is doing well.
And their latest news?
Samantha is going to UCLA.
Rafi, congratulations on getting your cast off.
Finally, it was Evan's turn to deliver. He talked about sacrifice, sustenance, giving, and receiving.
I would like to begin to be taken more seriously, as you are hopefully doing now. Judaism is about being a good person and teaching each other ways to do that.
Sue and her wife Nicole beamed with pride for their son.
We're so very proud of you. We love you so much.
After the service, people were invited to stay and talk. Evan showed a slideshow to the group. REM played in the background.
And then the final shot, actually, in the slideshow is a shot of my son dressed in a trench coat and aviators, and they're my dad's. I feel like it was just right. I don't think Evan did that on purpose. It's just the way it ended up.
When the Zoom call ended and the chat room shut down, Sue, her wife, and Evan were alone together again. Sue felt relieved, satisfied, and emotional.
The tears were for everything. They were for my dad, for how hard it had been to get to that moment, and how we pulled it through, and we were awesome. how we supported each other, and how it was enough.
And one day, in the not-too-distant future, Sue will journey to Half Moon Bay and scatter her dad's ashes out to sea. But for now, she has the memory and a Zoom recording of the bar mitzvah celebration, where friends and family sang, cheered for her son from a chat room, and sat in silence for a moment, remembering her dad. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly J. McDeed. Leonard Bernstein, Leonard Brasnap, Lenny Bruce and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right.
Holly is KALW's justice reporter. You can find more of her stories at KALW.org.